Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. By the way, you can be anywhere in the whole wide world. You're here with us. Thank you. We appreciate that because you don't have to be. Up first, our video producer, Data 4, producer Eddie. Eddie, what's going on with you?
For the past 2 weeks, people have just been rude to me on the road. Like, I don't know, just weird things. Like, I'm trying to move over and people are not letting me change lanes. I'm like, what is happening here? And you know me, if people start acting rude,
road rage, Eddie,
I start getting angry. And then finally, I realized what the problem was. It wasn't them. It was me. My wife was following me, and she said, your signal light doesn't work. Like, the right brake light's not working. So that was the problem. People were thinking I was trying to cut them off, when in reality, my signal light wasn't working. And my car doesn't tell me that. I'm like, why doesn't, I don't understand. Why isn't there a little thing that pops up, so like, it's out?
What year is your Jeep?
2014.
Oh, I should have something then.
You know what it does? It does a like, it blinks faster.
But does it do that?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, then it does have something that says.
So, like, the one that works goes.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't goes. Wait, I thought it was just like, that's kind of cool.
Oh, but now you know.
Did
you
one
know.
side do
the one that wasn't working.
You didn't think about that?
No, I just thought that's kind of cool that it does it real fast.
Well, it's also funny that you're angry at the world when really it was you.
It's my fault.
What do we learn from this?
No road rage?
Self-examine. Oh, okay. Self-examine. Up next, Lunchbox. Here he is. Go ahead, buddy.
I need work to buy me a computer. I need a laptop for work because when I ride my bike to work, I have to wear a backpack. And
you have a laptop with you right now?
Yeah, this is mine, though. This is my personal one. And so when I carry it in my backpack, on the way to work and from work, my back gets really, really sweaty. So if I could just have a computer that I could leave here, that way I don't have to transfer it back and forth, I wouldn't be as sweaty. I wouldn't smell as much. The studio would smell better. It'd be better for a work environment. So I need work to pony up the money so I have a computer that I leave here
at work. Oh, we got a huge budget for stuff.
Yeah.
Considering I got to pay for half the games we do here.
I mean,
hey, Scuba Steve, any chance we get Lunchbox computer for here?
I mean, and put it right there in the studio.
It's the dumbest thing. He has a computer.
He has a computer. Like, myself, Mike, a lot of us bring our laptop.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, but you guys don't ride your bike.
Your laptop, exactly. Yes, and you're Bobby. You're the host of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Bobby.
Yeah.
I understand that. But they bought Eddie a computer.
Huh? Who?
Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Because he uses a computer for video. He literally has to.
Did they buy it for him?
But it's not his.
I do show prep on this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you crossword puzzles?
Very rarely, but
Eddie has the computer so he can edit all the. He literally needs that to do the job he's hired for. You don't. You
That's
have
right.
a computer.
No, this computer right here is from work. His laptop.
I have no idea.
Is it Eddie?
This is my work laptop.
So work got you a laptop also?
Yeah, to edit. To video edit.
But that's his job.
But what is that computer for?
No, that's to record the video.
And that's in studio. Oh, my God. Tools he needs to do his job.
Right. In studio. I want one for in studio.
No, here's the difference, though. If Eddie were to use his own computer and do this, it would kill his computer.
Like those two.
You don't have something else.
Those
you're
two
doing.
Computer screens in front of you. Who bought those?
This is part of the desk.
Okay, well, we'll make it part of my desk. I don't care.
We're not getting you a computer. You have one.
Logical right now.
It's like, all right.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what it's like arguing with.
Like Mike D, he's got a computer for him. Who bought that?
Well, who bought the microphone? I need another. No, you have a laptop. Wear it in your backpack.
I would compare it to, like, you know, trying to talk to a four-year-old.
Yeah, around the same.
I haven't talked to many, so don't have that comparison. But I'm going to have to say we'll pass on this one. You have a laptop. Just leave it up here.
But then what do I don't have one at home.
Don't
see what I'm saying? Like,
you don't need one of both places. And if you have two, you can't. How are you going to get the stuff from one computer to the next?
I don't care about that.
Okay. Thank you, Lunchbox. Oh my gosh. Amy, will you please go?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's clap for her.
Yeah,
I'm trying to pivot there. Go ahead.
Okay. I need to work with my son on phone etiquette. It's like if he can't get you on the first try, he calls and calls and calls until he can get you. And, like, for example, I was in a meeting the other day. I had my phone away for an hour. And when I picked up my phone and looked at the missed calls, there was 21.
Oh, yeah. I would have thought somebody was dead.
Exactly. That's the natural. But what happened? But I'm so used to this now that I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, nothing's wrong. And that the messed up part of that is one day there's really going to be something wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to not think it's that big of a deal because I'm just thinking he's psycho dialing me. And, like, I can't imagine, what if one day he gets a girlfriend and this is how
psycho.
Yeah, psycho dialing. Like,
if I can't have you, no one will.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it's sort of, I'm not saying he's going to be that way because he means well. He just really wants to say what up. He wants to get a hold of you. He wants to ask
a
question.
Can you give him a max? Three. You get three.
We have to figure out something because whatever I'm saying.
Still 21. That 21 is excessive, even for a kid.
Oh, it's not working. It's gotten to where sometimes, like, for an example, this has been going on for months and months and months. Like, last year at the CMAs, the guys witnessed it. I just put him on speakerphone, and I let him enjoy what we're listening to.
So he wouldn't call you anymore?
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I took my sister to the Opry, and he was calling. So I answer, and I'm like, okay. I put it on speaker, and he can just hear the songs. Because then...
Block him.
That's good. Give him a different number.
Yeah, block him. Give him one of those trick numbers. Where he's like, the person you're calling gave you a fake number, and they don't like you.
Yeah.
Okay, and Ray, hit me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he exercises with Eddie a lot, and at work, he has his own parking spot. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Hey, I was flipping through my Instagram, and usually they're offering me to buy, like, apparel for Arkansas Razorbacks, basketball, or golf clubs, or things that I look at. They're like, hey, how about this? An ad popped up where if I were to pay like $80, someone would redo my signature and send it to me. And then teach me how to do it.
Like your autograph?
But it was for everybody. So I went and looked. I clicked into it. This is a whole service they're doing for people. There's a new trend of getting signature makeovers by hiring somebody to help them improve the way they sign their name. The prices were all over the map from $10 to $600. The ad I got was $80. And they would send you the new signature and they would show you how to do it. To do it the best. Who would pay money for this?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's good. That's interesting, though. Because you want your signature to be legible.
I don't. My signature is not at all.
Yours is cool, though. Yours is like a BB.
Mine's like a big old 1B.
Yeah.
And then like a line that you can't really tell what the second line is. Because sometimes my signature is BE. Sometimes it's BB. So they both fit. You know?
Yeah.
But mine's, you can't read it. There's no chance. So $80 you would do mine. But there's a company. And this woman specifically who has it, she draws the style. You can have elegant, subtle, dramatic, sharp, classic, artistic, or curvy.
Wow.
And then get coached. And there's coaching. And then if you want the next month, they can re-coach you for like $10.
Wow.
Who in the world would pay for that? Somebody wants a friend?
No idea.
You're just paying for companionship, right? That just happens to be what you're doing during that. All right, that's what's up. We're here today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I think we had a pretty good show today. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will be on later today. Won the Daytona 500. His next stop was this show.
Yeah. He came straight from there.
Well, not really, but he'll be on later. You ask us questions, we give you answers. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. First off, love the show. Found it when I started commuting to work every morning. I respect everyone's opinions and reactions. I would like to get some advice. My son is 16 years old in high school. He gets A's and B's, plays football, wrestles, and runs track. About a month ago, he came home with a couple $100 cash. He said, would you put this in the bank account? When I asked him where he was getting extra cash, he said a kid at school was paying him to do his homework. I told him it wasn't very honest and that they both could get in trouble. I'm not even sure if they would. I just told him that. He proceeded to tell me another kid takes him out to lunch every day for doing his homework as well. So between lunch and cash, it's about $150 a week. He's a good kid. So I don't know if I should tell my son to stop or respect his hustle. I'd appreciate any advice from you and the show. Thank you. Signed, Mom of a Hustler.
By the way, if he's 16, he gets A's and B's, plays football, wrestles, runs track.
It's awesome.
Has good grades, and that he passes along to other people too. Yeah, you got to admire that.
Even
if you get to the point where you realize what he's doing is against the rules, you got to figure out the rule without asking what the rule is. Because what you'd hate to see is for him to get in trouble for that. I did homework for kids like crazy. I mean, it's really how I paid for school clothes or different normal. I would just do a page for a dollar. And what was great was when I was in seventh grade, having to do 10th grade homework, I had to learn how to do this stuff. So by the time I got to 10th grade, I was crushing this 3 years ago. And so I made a pretty good little nest egg for school by doing other people's homework. And in my school, they didn't give a crap. They didn't ask. You turn it in, it's in. It wasn't the greatest education system where I come from. But it wasn't against the rule. I'm sure if I'd have been like, hey, can I do this? They would have said no. So don't ask. But you got to figure out if there's any penalty, because you would hate for him to get suspended or expelled or anything for doing this. It's not like he's taking someone's ACT. I get it. But I would maybe softly inquire and then quit and then let him just do his thing. Life is full of people that need help and want to pay for assistance in all different ways all through. It's a great part of the journey. He's learning a great lesson and you're having to spend less money. So I'm totally pro it. I would just be careful and have an excuse when he gets caught and go like, no, he was threatening me. That's what I'd say.
Make up a whole story.
Yeah, I have a whole story. I had to. He was threatening me. So yeah, I love it. Can't hustle enough, Amy.
Well, as a mom, could you help him pivot it into something that he won't get in trouble for, like tutoring? Because clearly he's smart and he's good at it.
You can hang out longer with people if you
do
that.
Well, hey.
I'm not trying to teach somebody. I'll do the work and just give it to you. I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to keep him from getting in trouble.
You're also cutting into his money pile there.
Yeah,
by about
money.
A third. Yeah. Go for it. Hustle away. Should be proud of him. He's making good grades, doing extracurriculars. Making a little cash on the side.
Sounds like a good kid.
Sounds like a good kid.
Yeah.
All right.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We have two scam alerts here. Scam alert! We don't want you getting scammed, so we're going to tell you how we almost fell for scams. Mine was, I got like an invoice. It was like, hey, you still owe a PayPal this guy for fixing some electronic in your house. If they just guess that's a crap and they just send it to 10,000 people, eventually you're right on. And I'm like, oh yeah, someone did come. And so I click and I'm right on it. And I went, nope. And so I forwarded it to somebody that like watches over our bank account. They're like, no, this is a scam. Don't even touch it. And I'm like, but did you fall for it? And they're like, no, look at the bottom. It's to like NPK dot, 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 dot.
No,
so there's always, if you just look at it, there's always something odd about it. Like the email address it's back to. So I almost fell for a PayPal invoice that I didn't, thank God. And Mike D has one. Scam alert! Mike, what's yours?
I have fake tech support. I got a call from a company. It looked like it was the actual company, and they wanted to help me with my internet, which was out. This happened to be a coincidence.
Totally coincidental.
Totally coincidental. Oof. And they're like, hey, we could get this problem fixed for you. I'm sending you a link right now. We'll take over your phone and just show us the problem.
They wanted you to give them access.
Yeah, control of my phone so they could see see the problem. We could fix it for you right now. And I was like, oh, that does sound good. And right when that link came through, I was like, this feels fishy. They're not going to send me a link. It was a fake number. They like had a fake caller ID. It was all a scam.
So you clicked the link, which allows them access to your phone, which means
they can do whatever.
You're just screwed. Oh, no. That's a good one.
And I told them on the phone, I was like, I have a feeling you're not the company. They're like, no, we're the company.
We're generic insert name of company here.
Trust us.
Yes. So, did you get your internet fixed?
I did get it fixed.
And it wasn't by, they were wrong, right?
They were wrong. They said they would never do that.
Did you see the girl? Yeah. Or the story about if your iPhone gets stolen, how quickly somebody can grab your phone. And I think somebody had like $10,000 stolen
in
like 3 minutes because somebody got their phone. I don't know how they got into it. Now, maybe it was you grab it and it's unlocked.
Yeah.
It could be unlocked if you're if you're on it. Let's say I'm on it right now and I'm sending Eddie a text and you grab my phone right now.
And then it's start swiping.
In the middle of text and you're moving, you can keep that thing unlocked.
Yep.
And so apparently in 3 minutes, this happened to somebody. And because it was unlocked, they had $10,000 stolen from their accounts because everything's on their phone.
Is that like Apple Pay? Like all that stuff?
It could be Apple Pay.
Goodness.
It could be
Venmo.
Venmo. It could be
your bank app.
Zelle. It could be anything like that.
Jesus.
That's why I tell you guys don't have your banking on your phone.
Any of it. So, yeah, they call it apple picking.
Wow.
Oh,
So if someone tries to rob you, say, please hold on 1 second, and then lock your phone.
Now you can have it.
And then go, okay, here you go, kind sir. Thank you very much. All right, it's 2 scam alerts, and then watch out for people apple picking. Because, again, we do have... It's like when girls... There would be stories of people at like a bar, not from us, but I think a caller said, or maybe a guest on our show, someone's like, hey, I'll text you my number, but instead of texting the number, they took money out of their Venmo and Venmoed it to them.
Ooh.
Yeah, like they grab the phone and they act like they're doing that and they pull up the
Except
app.
They go to Venmo and then send them $300 in Venmo or something like that.
Sneaky.
People
man.
Are no good. Scam alert, all people. Scam alert, everybody's scamming. All right, thank you guys.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a vet in Colorado. His name is Dr. John Geller, and he's got a reputation of helping dogs get off the streets and giving them the care that they need, finding them homes. So to a lot of people in the community where he lives, they were not surprised when he went over to Ukraine to help dogs there that needed help after Russia invaded. So he set up a clinic on the border, and they were helping all kinds of dogs. Well, now he's setting up a worldwide vet thing so they can help even more dogs in Ukraine. And here he is talking about how people over there are just really worried about their pets.
They really are worried about their pets because for some of them, they just would feel lost without them. And so it's really important for them to know their pets are going to be able to travel and are healthy to do so.
Yeah. Well, the situation over there was some people couldn't travel with their pets. They were getting left behind, or they didn't have the resources to actually make sure the pets could eat or have health.
Wow.
So that's awesome he did that. Listen, you do that here in the States, you do that there. All amazing. If you're just doing anything for anything living, that's your volunteering your time and money, I think that's super cool. So I'm all in for a dog story. What else were you
saying? He's doing vaccines, microchips, and then pet passports. Because some of these people are like, oh, if I could get all this done, I could bring my cat to work, or a dog or whatever.
You need a pet passport to cross countries?
Who knew? Do they have to go to the post office and everything?
Do they have to take that picture in that same, like, don't smile, take your glasses off. So they tell me, nope, too much smile, too much facial expression, do it again. But I don't ever hold my face like this and not have my glasses on, ma'am. The government says you must look like a complete fool. So stand there. Yes, ma'am. That's what's on the picture.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm real ugly. Is that it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, that's it. Other than that little rant there, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone, Roy in North Carolina. Roy, what's going on, buddy?
All right, I'm going to a concert in a couple weeks in South Carolina. Go see an artist. And she's single. And I don't know if should I bring flowers, candy.
Oh, no.
Are you going to meet her?
I got meet and greets. I bought meet and greets. It's a free show.
Got it. So you bought meet and greets.
Come on, Bones. Come on.
What you got? I'm torn between shoot your shot and don't get shot being a stalker.
that's good.
But okay. Hey, let me ask you a question. This singer, would we know her, Roy?
Yeah, you would know her.
Can I put you on hold real quick? You tell them in your ear because I think that matters too. So I'm going to put them on hold. I'm going to put them on hold. Ray, have them tell Abby in her ear and write it on my screen. Or you can tell me in my ear. Because if I know the personality of the person too,
sure.
Regardless of if he's a cool dude, good looking dude, bad looking dude, I can go, probably not. Okay. I got it. I heard who it is. You know what, Roy?
Let a rip, tater chip.
Let a rip, tater chip.
Come on.
That's what I'm going to say.
All right, I'm
with
you. Can you hear me?
What celebrity would you say you most look like, Roy?
I don't know. I get told that I look like Mitch Trubisky, a quarterback for the New York Jets.
Not bad.
Or Ashton Kutcher.
Hey.
Even better.
Hey, now I have to Google Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky.
I mean, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, just think Ashton Kutcher.
I know, but I need to know the mix. It's a mix of the two.
Roy, how you planning to deliver these flowers? Because your approach will also matter, and it's going to be awkward because there'll be other people at a meet and greet.
Well, that was my next question, because I met her before, and she was a little bit tipsy when we took her picture the first time, and she almost fell over, so I don't know if I should do it after the show and meet her, or like before the show at the meet and greet.
Well, you're only going to have really one shot that you're for sure of is the meet and greet, because... At the end of a show, she may have to get back. She may not be feeling well. There's no guarantee you'll meet her after. So you have to do it pre-show. And are you a pretty normal guy? You got a pretty normal job? You're pretty normal everything?
Yeah, I mean, I got a pretty good job and all that stuff.
Then this is what I would say. I would go to her. The flowers, though, are so big in a room with other meet and greeters. I don't know that I would do the flowers because it's going to come off as a little stalkerish. What I would probably do is I'd go through the meet and greet, be super nice, super kind. She'll have somebody there with her. That's a publicist, manager, tour manager type person. And then after you did that, I would go to her and be like, hey, look, we met before. I would love to hang out with her after the show. if possible. I don't want to do this now. Would you give her this note? That's what I would do. It's going to be extremely awkward regardless.
Yeah, for sure.
But you can't do the, hey, baby, in front of everybody there. It's just going to be... And then she has to be fake nice to you, and you won't know if it's real or not.
And you only have, like, a few seconds.
But I think you could do it. Let us know how it goes, okay?
I will definitely let you know how it goes. And y'all know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's from North Carolina. She's
Don't say too much, buddy. Don't say too much. We know she is. Okay. I'm going to cut them off. Update us. We'll talk to you soon. These are riddles for kids. Last time, after you guys wanting to play for weeks and weeks and weeks, we were one round, and Andy was the only one who got one right.
We're so bad at this.
I am yellow, and I write, and my best mate is white. What am I?
Pencil.
That's right. It'd be a pencil.
Man, I'm ready now.
Your best mate is white.
Your paper.
Pen. Oh, I was thinking a pen.
Yeah, paper.
You're right, though. I still would have said pencil, but I was thinking the white pen. Another warm-up. You guys say you never warmed up. Let's do another warm-up. What kind of ship has two mates but no captain?
Friendship.
There you go. Or a relationship.
Both of them.
Hey, slow down.
No, I just...
What do you mean?
No, you just get a little warm here. You know, it's calisthenics. Calisthenics.
Just kidding.
What has a tongue but cannot talk?
Shoe.
Good.
Ooh, I think a snake.
Now let's play the game.
What snake have been right to?
No, the answer's tongue.
Okay. It could have been any animal. I can't talk.
Yeah, it could have been any single thing ever.
That's true. It could have been any animal. How do you think about that?
Or a parrot. Okay?
No, they do talk.
That's what I said. Parrot wouldn't count it because they talk. All right, let's go. Amy, you are the defending champion. Are you ready?
Ready.
And...
Ooh, we got that bag.
You know when I go to the purse, for the prize gets a lot better.
I cannot believe you have a purse. It's so great.
That's a nice purse.
In 23, no pockets for me. I got $20 out in cash.
Yeah!
If you're able to get 5.
Huh? In a row?
Yeah, because if you're eliminated, it's over. Yeah. But if you get 5, you get $20.
Okay. All right.
Cash money. Amy, you're up first. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What goes in your pocket but keeps it empty? What goes in your pocket but keeps it empty? 15 seconds starts now.
What goes in your pocket but keeps it empty? Your hand?
Ooh, that would be incorrect.
What is
that? Oh, I thought that's what it was.
A hole.
Okay.
I don't write these guys.
Yeah.
Next up, Lunchbox. You cut me, slice me, dice me, and all the while, you cry? What am I?
Oh, you ready for me to go?
Yeah.
Onion.
Good. That's a pretty easy one.
That was pretty easy.
Yeah. Eddie.
Come on.
I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I? I'm always on the dinner table, but you don't get to eat me. What am I?
That's a plate.
That's correct.
Ooh.
All right, you guys boys have one. Amy, you've been eliminated with the dumbest one. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
I've
Amy.
Never heard of my life.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Back. Lunchbox, what two things can you never eat for breakfast?
Oh, that's easy. Got it. Lunch and dinner.
Correct.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Eddie, what has hands and a face but can't hold anything or smile? What has hands and a face but can't hold anything or smile?
I think the watch has a face. Right? The face of a watch.
You have 8 seconds.
What are you looking at me?
Right? Because you're out.
What has hands and a face? 5 seconds?
Let's go watch.
Watch or clock, both are right.
Okay.
Woo!
That's 2 from each of you, right?
Yeah.
Amy, you're out, so I figure you help me.
No, there's no help.
Oh. Yeah, quit looking at her for help.
You're running a race, and at the very end, you pass the person in second place. What place did you finish the race in? Lunchbox, I'll ask it again. You're running a race, and at the very end, you pass the person in second place. What place did you finish the race in? 15 seconds starts now.
First.
That's incorrect.
Oh!
Second.
If you pass the person to second, you're now in second. You went from third to second.
Yeah.
Not first. The first. You didn't pass the first.
You said they finished in second.
No.
Yeah, they passed.
I said you're running a race. At the very end, you pass the person in second place. That's what I said.
Oh.
So, Eddie, you can win.
Oh, man.
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, you gotcha. Eddie, if a rooster lays eggs on the exact peak of the barn, right on the top, balanced perfectly, what side does it fall?
What?
If a rooster lays an egg on the exact peak of the barn, think of the barn, the very tip top, balanced perfectly, What side does the egg fall?
The flip side.
What is your hand? I'm confused.
The flip side.
You're staring a hole in me.
I have no idea. I don't know what any of this means. If the rooster lays the egg on the top of the barn.
On the exact peak of the barn.
Yeah, right at the top.
Yeah, what side does it fall?
It doesn't fall.
Why?
Because it's an egg.
Incorrect. Roosters don't lay eggs.
Dang it!
Yeah.
What an idiot!
So nobody gets the money, but we have to have a champion between you two.
Oh,
that was tough.
The rooster.
He said the flip side. That was my favorite answer.
Hey, and I was like, Pete, man. Really think of that, Pete.
Oh, I hate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, roosters don't lay eggs.
You sold that one.
Okay. Speed round.
Oh, speed.
One answer. First one to get it right wins.
Yeah.
It belongs to you. But your friends use it more than you do.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Your name.
Correct.
Bam!
How did you do that?
There he is.
There
he is. He's back. Welcome back. He's back. Woo! Riddle him this. Let's go to Lunchbox because he gets to do the ceremonial Riddle Me This.
Well, this is going
to
hurt.
I know. Pull the music down just a little bit. We want the mood to be right.
Oh, no.
All right, lunch.
And that is how we play Riddle Me This.
Oh, my chest.
He's red.
He's red. Good job, Lunchbox. No money, but you do get a victory.
He needs water.
Tulsa, Oklahoma police have arrested Victor Don Juan Medina after he ate at a Waffle House in town and he ordered his meal.
Yeah, that's
what
good.
You do. Good decision.
Sure.
He ate it.
Good decision.
Absolutely. Yeah. He paid his bill.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Then what did he do wrong?
He tipped the waitress generously.
What did he do wrong?
Good, 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 good. And after he did all that, he pulled out a gun and robbed the restaurant.
No, no.
He fled the scene but was arrested a short time later. Fox News.
That's
if you're
going
to do that, you just go and you eat and you do it. You don't have to pay the bill and then tip her. You're just taking it back. Ah, I gotcha. I'll take that tip back, please.
Or you do it right away. Yeah, like, yeah,
you want food, though.
And...
No, you're hungry, though. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm starving.
Okay.
I'm going to have a waffle, then I'm going to rob. But I'm not going to pay the bill and then tip.
That's weird.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A lot of people are going to do some spring cleaning, so I thought I would go over tips to get rid of clutter. And really, the solution is...
Fire.
Ooh, that's good. Always good.
The end.
If you haven't worn or used something in 2 years, like it hasn't been touched, I mean, it probably serves no purpose in your life, so you can donate it.
I know. But I get scared to wear, like, I have a nice shirt or something. I'm like, I don't want to wear it yet. It's not a worthy time to wear it. It's a nice shirt. I don't want to wear it yet. Then I keep doing that forever. And then I have a shirt that I haven't worn in 2 years, and I'm waiting for the right occasion. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give it away.
But as soon as you do, you're going to be like, where's that shirt? Oh, I gave it away.
Yep.
That's true, too.
That happens.
I'm going to keep it. Yes. 2 years is the rule. I saw that the Clutter Woman, Netflix, Marie Kondo.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you know, now that I've had a kid, it's way harder.
To keep things
I love
yeah.
She said that.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's real.
She's like, now I have a kid. I don't just worry about uncluttering stuff all the time. So, okay, but...
Which, speaking of kids, that's another area where you can say, okay, hey, if these don't fit anymore, let's donate them to someone else that could use them. And then letting go of nostalgia is another big one. Like, for example, if you wore a shirt when you first dated your husband 20 years ago, but you're holding on to it because of that reason, it might be time to let that go.
There are a couple shirts my wife wants to dye. Like, so she wants the shirts to dye.
Mm.
Because they have holes in them, all over them.
Really old.
I've got an Arkansas Razorback t-shirt with the sleeves cut out from 1999.
Mm.
And so it barely is. It's like three threads. She's like, why do you keep wearing this thing? I was like, why don't I wear it every day is my question. It's that comfortable.
Make a quilt.
I know I'm doing a quilt. That's just cluttering up the quilt closet. All right, what else?
All men are hardwired to want women in their...
20s. Bikinis.
Oh, lingerie.
Like 20s, bikinis, lingerie.
It's an age.
Did anybody?
It's an age.
You said in there.
In there, fill in the blank.
20s.
Lunchbox, don't answer.
Yeah, how did you know that? It is 20s.
Well, of course, that's when they're the hottest.
It's probably.
Like, just be real with yourself.
It's probably because over thousands of years, women in their 20s could have the most babies, and they were the most fertile and fruitful. So probably the caveman was like, need woman. Lingerie not exist yet. So just need baby.
Also, probably if they, when they have a baby in their 20s, their body bounce back
okay,
faster.
They probably just have more babies.
Stop with the bounce back. Okay, listen. This whole study was done, and by and large, the female participants preferred men like their own age or slightly older.
Yeah, because women are far more mature than men.
But men, they're just like looking for
need baby
women in their.
We'll put one in you.
So stupid. Like,
don't get angry at the poll.
Why? Why?
No. I'm fine. 13,000 people were a part of this study.
You said wired. I mean, that's just the way.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, and it's like we can't help it.
Right.
Just, we're wired that way.
It's just nature, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right. What else?
Chatbot.
She didn't want to go on.
Yeah.
She looked at me like, I don't want to do this anymore. Go ahead.
You know, chatbot.
No.
The paperclip
that talks
oh,
to you?
Yeah.
You want to do a resume? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
The AI, it just like takes things from the, it can form full emails and sentences and thoughts and all the things just from information and data from the web.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Taste the Country did this whole thing and asked a chatbot like its take on the most popular country artists. And it was spot on. Like things it said about Garth Brooks, engaging in live performances, record-breaking success. Blake Shelton has the ability to blend traditional and contemporary. Dolly Parton has exceptional songwriting skills. Carrie Underwood, impressive vocal range. Like this is stuff they all gathered.
Why were you a chatbot?
The chatbot.
We all knew that.
It's a waste.
Yeah, all they did was Google it.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't Google it. They had a bunch of data.
It's almost like you can, like, my thing with this, if my daughter gets too into it, like, she's gonna be like, chatbot. My homework assignment today is to write a paper about what I'm gonna be like when I'm 22 years old. And then she's just gonna be like,
the problem is, it looks like somebody who just learned English as their second language.
Right.
Always doesn't make sense.
That is my daughter.
Yeah. So. Oh, that is true, too. It's her as well. So I guess it wouldn't make sense for her.
Right.
Okay, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's a group of awesome people that live in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and they love to sew. Every Friday morning, they wake up and they get their sewing machines, they get together and they sew quilts and pillowcases for kids that are in foster care, which is awesome. And I'll tell you why. Because when they're in foster care and they move from home to home, they really don't take stuff with them. So if they have this quilt that they can take, it brings them joy, it brings them comfort, which is really, really cool. And I love that they do this.
It's also cool that you like would know why that's a thing.
Well, my kids, which is crazy, when my kids came to our house, well, one of them we got from the hospital, literally had nothing. And then the other one, when he came, he had nothing but the clothes on his back. So you don't think about that. And if he would have gone to another home, like, who knows what he would have had, and his clothes were just the same, and you got to get toothbrushes, diapers, all that stuff. So the fact that they have something with them, like a teddy bear, quilt, stuff like that, I think that's really cool.
I agree. It's awesome. And something Eddie and I are doing together, because Eddie was a foster parent, now an adoptive parent, and then my story about how I grew up. Eddie and I will be speaking together at the Vera Lloyd Luncheon in Little Rock, Arkansas on March 15th. You can get tickets at veralloyd.org, but Eddie and I... You guys speak first or second? You the headliner?
Ooh, that's a good
question.
That's
right. I know. That's the question.
We'll flip a coin.
Lunchbox, who would you put first?
Oh, definitely Eddie.
And then I close?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or start them big and then
I don't do that because the crowd leaves.
You go to a concert. Do they start with the best act? Good. No.
All right. Great story, Eddie. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.